Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference, I've got a couple guys from Scotts Professional, and with me, Carl Schramm and also Keith Santner. I'm going to let you guys just tell me a little bit about yourself first, and we'll start with you, Carl.
Okay. Yeah, so my name is Carl Schramm. I work for the Scotts Company in the Professional Division. Title is a Marketing Manager for North America Specialty Agriculture. And we're obviously selling products to growers in the North America region. That's under my control at this point. And I work with Keith. He's one of my right-hand men, so I'll let him introduce himself.
Okay, so right-hand man, Keith, what do you do?
Well, I'm a tech support manager, and what I do is I work with Carl as well as with our salespeople. I do training with people. I help them set up trial protocols, help them evaluate data, and set winning trials.
Well, this conference here has got a couple hundred people, it looks like to me. I don't know an official number, but pretty much an international group. And when it comes to this category, really given relatively recently, of enhanced efficiency fertilizers, how is Scotts involved in that? And from what I gather before we did this interview, I mean, you guys really are pretty much up on the ladder in terms of production for this type of fertilizer.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. And we have, you know, many people recognize Scotts as a consumer brand first, and I think that's what you're referring to, is we have huge volumes both for our consumer and professional divisions when you combine them in all the categories of enhanced efficiency fertilizers. But speaking for North America itself and the specialty ag division, what we're really focused on is all we really provide is control-release fertilizer solutions for growers to help them grow crops more efficiently. Have a better, lower impact on the environment, and we have to find a balance of way that they can do that, that economically makes sense for them and agronomically makes sense for them.
Now, you mentioned ag. What would be the types of commodities or producers that you would be targeting?
We've generally found our success to date in California strawberries. Many people may recognize, if they're from that area, the Agriform strawberry mix as the branded product. It's a controlled-release fertilizer that goes in the ground during the pre-plant for strawberries and provides a long-term feeding backbone for those plants. And then in Florida, many people may recognize the brand CitraBlend. And CitraBlend is a product that we've worked with actually for, I'd say, over 15 years now, developing in partnership with the University of Florida and the local growers in Florida as a control-release fertilizer solution for, you know, citrus. We've seen a lot of success with the young tree citrus and looking to grow success with mature groves now as control-release fertilizers becoming more readily accepted by growers as a solution.
Well, you mentioned University of Florida, so I've got to say go Gators, because I am a graduate from there. What is it about, I think you mentioned it, in terms of environmental impact, et cetera, but with enhanced efficiency, what is it so important and vital in terms of developing these kind of new technologies?
Well, one of the key reasons is our fertilizer resources are not limitless, right? We have to conserve them and use them effectively, otherwise we're wasting them. Obviously, the ecological damage done when the fertilizers move off-site is important, and you see that in all parts of the world where we have high concentration of some type of plant production, whether it's ornamental or it's ag. So you have to use those resources efficiently, but you have to protect the economy as well, and the ecology as well. Economically, you have to balance the extra cost of going to an enhanced efficiency fertilizer with the extra benefits that you get out. And where we are today is we're seeing that in agriculture, people are starting to understand the value equation. And we're in ornamental horticulture by comparison, they have for a long time. So those are the main drivers.
Well, I think one of you mentioned controlled release, and this, as I understand it, is really a very big part of Scott's business, is to produce that kind of fertilizer, which is one type of an enhanced efficiency fertilizer, right?
Right. Yeah, there's as we're talking at the conference here, and the conference is titled Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers, and generally the group has, through several presentations, you've heard the term control release and slow release, which oftentimes, to be honest with you, are rightfully used synonymously. but then also the nitrification inhibitors as another classification. So we fall more in the controlled and slow release category of the products that we carry, and that's what we do. We aren't basic suppliers of nutrients, but we're suppliers that take the nutrients and try to make them better, make them more efficient.
Well, since we have an international group here in this whole area of using our resources to benefit, environmental issues and concerns about the word sustainability, which I still don't know how to define, even though I've tried for years now. But your company does this on an international level. I mean, you're not just a U.S.-based product company.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a global team and a global presence, especially in our professional business unit, which we, Keith and I, both work for. And we're global also as a consumer division, don't get me wrong there. But in our professional division, and especially agriculture, yes, we're active in the Americas, which is, you know, North America, Latin America, and South America. We're also active in Europe and parts of Africa and in the Asia Pacific, absolutely. With the same general products, you know, some products are only in specific regions, but from the control-release perspective, we're actually branding our control-release technology as Agricoat globally. So you'll see more of the Agricoat name. It's kind of the power behind CitraBlend and other products that we already have out on the market. We're just calling that out as a common brand across the globe.
So how would you describe, last question I'll ask you guys, let you go, is how would you describe the marketplace? I mean, what do you see as the, hottest market area, or is there such a thing right now?
Well, you know, I think each company here has their specific niche right now because still on a whole, when you look at agriculture and agricultural fertilizers, control release is still a niche product. But as you may have seen, or those that see the presentations from this show, it's a growing category. So we're all excited to be in a growing category, and I think many of us are looking at different crops. For instance, I've mentioned strawberry and citrus that we do in North America, and from the other presentations, you've heard other companies talking about corn and wheat, which for the Scotts Company is not an area that we've actively participated in, but. You know, we each have our own niche at this point, but I think as a class, we all see control-release fertilizers and enhanced efficiency fertilizers, to correct myself, as a growing category. Yeah.
Anything else that we should touch on as far as this category of enhanced efficiency fertilizers with Scott that I didn't?
I think generally, Chuck, the main thing that I would say is I'm excited the industry as a whole is having an event like this. Where we're all hearing the science, the technology, both from research, third parties like universities that are here presenting, but also, some of the companies having their own research. We're saying the same message in a different way. We're obviously competitors in some senses, but as a whole, I think we're doing something that's beneficial and has to be beneficial for the grower in the long run.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Carl Schramm and Keith Santner with Scotts, the company in the professional division here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.